Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Metro Radio Show, where beautiful women worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect. Metro Radio Show is a platform for holistic and sufficient discussion. Our topics are centered on uplifting and empowering women and men worldwide on the Metro Radio Show. Once again, welcome to the Metro Radio Show. This is your host, Indira Mendez. And tonight's topic is going to be about how to find your purpose in life. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into the show. So, basically, I wanted to start off from the very beginning. You know, when we're young, we all aspire to be someone of importance when we grow up, such as some boys want to be a fireman, police officer, some girls want to be a teacher or a doctor or a singer, you know, so they aspire to be, you know, certain things in life that has a lot to do with people being important figures in the social life and everything of that sort. And then you have some youngins that have an active imagination of becoming superheroes, which is fictional characteristics. So when I say or imply superheroes, you have boys that want to be, you know, Superman, or they want to be Batman, or they want to be that hero where they actually saving someone. So that's what I basically mean when they're young and they have this active imagination. So it's almost as if they have an idea of what they want to actively be in life as far as a figure. But at the end of the day, you know, they have a gift aside from wanting to attach themselves to figures in life for when they grow up. So usually sometimes people that have that gift innately in them, they usually try to find what it is or what it, you know, what their purpose is, or they always trying to fight with what it is that they have that's a gift, an innate gift that they have, opposed to being someone with the skill and things of that sort. So that's why sometimes when you're young, people are very talented. They're good at playing instruments. They're good at, having other gifts that are more, I don't want to use the word spiritual, but more of a sixth sense, whereas they develop it over time. So sometimes children have this at a young age, and they are trying to basically gauge, you know, where they stand in their life period and things of that sort. So now I, you know, being a typical child, going into being a pre-teenager, you have some that go through stages of trying to find themselves. And usually when they're trying to find themselves, they're trying to find out what they like, what they don't like, the style of clothing, the hairstyle. They're trying to find so many stuff that shows some type of initiative of them fitting in into the crowd. And usually this whole word called cliche of fitting in a crowd is usually predicated on the most popular crew that has definition and have means. So basically, the most popular crew, the definition would be by the material possessions that they have, like their clothing and things of that sort, money, or the type of material possessions that they have that other peer groups that are in their age range don't have. And then you have this thing with means, to whereas the people that are a part of the popular crew, when you're in your pre-teenagers, you know, they are people that are charismatic, excuse me, and usually have leadership qualities when they are a part of the whole popular crew. Okay, so now going through that whole phase of being a pre-teenager on into being an actual teenager, usually it's about values, okay? And usually when they're a teenager, it's either they become more of an individual, whereas they separate themselves from the popular crew or whatever the case might be, or wanting or having a desire to stand out from all of the rest. You know, sometimes teenagers go through that when they either feel that they don't fit in, or they feel as if they have leadership qualities that's not, more or less, on things that's quite superficial. Okay? Another part is that you have another group of teenagers that become more inclusive with one's group, meaning they are more of a follower of their crew, and they basically grow with that whole crew or age group of people as they advance and mature in life. So that's what I mean as far as them becoming more inclusive in life. But however, teenagers always become young adults. So when you have your teenagers becoming a young adult, here it is, they're going through a phase of, you know, trying to find themselves in a social setting, to finding things that of value as a teenager, and then going back to being a young adult, finding themselves into the world and in the world, and it's not about fitting in anymore. It's about starting a life journey, and that's what a lot of young adults start to find and realize, that it's not about hanging out with the most popular crew and getting all of, you know, the material possessions and things of that sort. Okay, so now that they realize that this is a life journey that only they can actually follow and things of that sort, they realize that it's a road to finding their purpose in life. Okay, and a lot of times it happens between the ages of 18 to 27 when they're trying to find themselves, trying to find what is it that resonates with their soul and things of that sort. And then when they actually become an adult, you know, it becomes a thing, a matter of what is it that they value most. Why do they value certain things in life? How do they prioritize the things that they value in life? And when does it become a value? And a lot of times, people value three things. Either they value people, to whereas sometimes people's purpose is in life is they feel as though having a family, marriage, you know, things of that sort is of value, or having a business and running that business and becoming a millionaire. That's their purpose in life of what they want to have. And usually when you sum up the both of the two, between the person who wants to have a business and just be a millionaire, that's more or less of a quantitative person. But then when you have the person that wants a family and this is what gives them purpose and this is what they value, this is more of a qualitative person that focuses on the things that are most important to them. So that falls into the category of people. Now, the person that wants to be a millionaire, you know, it's what's more value to them is material possessions and the places where they are able to go, you know, and that's more on a quantitative base. So I'm just giving my little perspective on how do people find their purpose of life, and usually it's under those types of underlining, you know, from being a child to a pre-teenager to actually being a teenager to a young adult and then actually being an adult. So I'm going to open up the line and see if there's anyone that wants to give their thoughts and ideas on this topic.
Before
seven, you on air.
Sarah, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I caught a little bit of your topic. What is it? What is the title? One more time. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's called How do you find your purpose in life?
How do you find your purpose in life? Okay.
Yes, that's the.
Oh, okay. All right.
You sound very familiar to me. What's your name?
You know it's me, and Rosa. How you doing? You know it's me. We've been in car.
Mr. McCarrade, is this you?
Yes, it's me. It's me.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm surprised.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, when you talk about finding your true purpose in life, that again, you have to you have to basically not tie what it is, you know, that you're doing to, you know, other people. Like, you know, if it's, unless it's in alignment with what you, you know, what you feel your passion is and what you have a talent for, you have to find what your true talent is. That's our children at an early age need to develop. You know, they need to not be around a lot of children because, you know, they have to develop their own, you know, talents and things like that. You know, you have to, so you can see it early in them what their talents are going to be in life, what they're going to do, and you have to have good parents that are going to foster and nurture that. If you don't have good parents that are going to foster and nurture that, then, you know, child's going to be gonna feel beaten down and, you know, unsupported, you know, and you know, you don't want to be non-supportive to your children. But if you didn't have that type of parenting, you know, parental guidance of those who nurtured and fostered these things in you, then the best way you can find it is in, you know, allowing yourself to, you know, really seriously question what it is that you can really do. What do you have a talent for? When you start putting that in your mind, you know, what you really have a talent for, that talent will reveal itself to you.
Mm-hmm. So, I know that you are a spokesperson and you have your own radio show. Like, how do you feel that brings purpose to you, if you don't mind me asking? How does it bring purpose to you, being that you have your own radio show, and you have your community going and things of that sort? Do you feel as though you're living your life purpose?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely living out my purpose. This is what I came here to do, because I'm doing it. You know, when you just have the initiative to, you know, and it's deep within your soul to do something in life, you feel like it's your calling, and then you have, next thing you know, you align to a higher extension of yourself that brings you into alignment with that higher purpose. You have to, you know, it has to be triggered in you that you have a higher purpose or something, you know, in life, or just a calling to do something. Then you will be brought into alignment by your higher self, by your extended self, to what that purpose is.
I agree. But you also have people that's out here in the world, you know, the whole saying, the 9-to-5 job. They feel that is purpose. What is your thoughts on that? Like, you know, people that feel like just going to work, being routine, coming home and just doing the regular thing, and they feel as though because their family is okay, that's fine. Like, what do you say about those people? Do you think they're living with a purpose, or they living on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got certain people that live with a purpose to be regular. You know what I'm saying? Certain people ain't meant to be, you know, certain people are just meant to be regular, just wait to go to work every day and go to their jobs and just, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's not meant to be, you know, this one that, you know, and or that one is doing this, that, and the third. People, you know, would like to think of themselves that way. And like I said, certain people just, you know, they okay with being, you know, the bus driver, the cab driver, the police officer, the fire, whatever. People are cool with that, and that's what their job is here. You know, everybody don't got the same purpose.
Go ahead.
Everybody don't got the same purpose, you know? And it's not meant for everybody to have the same purpose.
Yeah, correct. Like, someone brought to my attention that, you know, if the janitor is, you know, wants to be a janitor and they're cleaning, you know, thoroughly or whatever the case might be, and that's what they do. That person, is living out their purpose, opposed to someone like the president or somebody like a Barack Obama, you know, living out his purpose and what he's meant to do. So just as you said, you know, people have different purposes in life, you know, so it's not, you know, nothing to, you know, judge or gauge. But what about those starseed children that grows up into adults? Meaning that they are meant to, you know, bring something that's life-changing to people's lives. It's more or less caustic, you know, whereas they, you know, make a change into the world. What do you say about those people? It's not about a talent. It's not about a skill. It's just a simple gift that they have, which is, you know, they usually call star children or star people.
Well, again, that's their purpose. Everybody, you know, has a purpose here on earth, even if it's a low level. Even the bum got a purpose. The guy who's homeless and dirty and bummy, he got a purpose. His purpose is to be a living example. No, his purpose is to be a living example to people. Like I used to say this years ago, my father used to do this with me, right? He used to, me and my brother, whenever we see, like, homeless or bummy people and whatnot, and my father said, you see that right there? He said, you want to be like that? Don't go to school. Don't go to school. You'd be just like that. So, you know, I remember one time, I guess this is a correlation. This guy told my brother, my brother was with his daughter, and she was little at the time. And she said, and the old timer came up to my brother. He seen, I guess, on the bus stop on the train somewhere. He said, hey, that's your daughter, brother. He said, yeah. My brother said, yes, my daughter. He said, she's beautiful, man. She take care of your daughter, protect your daughter. Don't have out here in these streets like this. He said, because my daughter used to be just like your daughter. He said, she ain't shit now. He goes, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, your daughter ain't going to be shit neither.
I mean, that was just like a motivating factor to let him know, listen, you got to be investing in your daughter's life so that way she could turn out to be something in life, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a wake-up call, you know? So,
exactly.
So, I mean, I appreciate you coming on. It's good to hear your voice. I'm just starting out live, you know. I'm usually used to doing recordings, so I thank you for your support.
You did fine. You did excellent.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share on the show?
No, you cover. You're doing just fine. You're covering everything. Just
all right. No problem. All right. Thank you. Calling in.
All right.
Take care. All right. So as I was saying before, how do you find your purpose in life? I talked about, you know, from being a young child, usually, you know, children aspire to be certain things, you know, in life, and usually a lot of times they're trying to gauge, you know, what's most of significance, you know, at their age and time, and wanting to be, you know, certain things linked to a figure, such as wanting to be a fireman, a police officer, a singer, a doctor, or a lawyer. You know, they aspire to be these things from young, you know, because they see that these types of people make a difference. But when they grow in age, you know, as they mature, becoming a pre-teenager, they go through different stages of trying to find themselves and then trying to fit in. And this is usually the phase of them going through trying to fit into a social setting, like trying to find themselves, you know, socially. And then when they become like a teenager, it's all about what's of value, what's of means. Meaning, you know, either they're going to become an individual separate from everyone else, or are they going to become more inclusive with, you know, cliques and groups and things of that nature, because they feel that these people, you know, are linked to the most popular crew and things of that nature. So, you know, they go through that phase and then to being young adults and then trying to find themselves not in just a social setting but in the world. So I'm just recapping on, you know, the different phases of how, you know, you can find your purpose in life. And usually a lot of times, you know, when you are a young adult, they go through the phase of trying to gauge what's right and what's wrong. They make a lot of mistakes and learn from their mistakes. Sometimes they have elderly people or older people in their lives to either warn them, forewarn them, and tell them things as they are young adults, so that way they don't have to make certain mistakes as they become an adult. So it's more or less about them going on a life journey when they're young adults, you know, and trying to, you know, bridge the gap between what's important and what's not important, and trying to gauge what's right and what's wrong. So another factor would be when you actually become an adult. When you become an adult, you already experience all of the responsibilities to keep yourself afloat, as far as keeping a roof over your head, you know, clothes on your back, food on your table. Some people go through, you know, the phase of having to take care of children. Sometimes marriage becomes a value to these people, and it's more of a qualitative perspective when these people, you know, develop these things of value to them. And sometimes religion can be a value to certain people, and they hold that in high esteem, you know, and that's what they value. So then it goes from as an adult of what you value to why do you value it. You know, some people find that it gives them life when they have children. You know, it makes them happy. Or when you got the business woman or the business man, when they're able to make deals or, you know, able to make an investment, this is what makes them happy, or what gives them, you know, that drive, that motivation to keep pushing and moving forward. So this, when you understand what the what is that you value and understand why you value it, then you start to, you know, shape that thing, you know, that you value into how you prioritize what's of value to you and when would you value those things in life. So that's what tonight's show was about. How do we find our purpose in life? And I think it all lies into what you innately feel in your soul, what you value, how you prioritize it, and just weeding out, you know, the things that don't serve a purpose in your life and focusing on the things that serve a purpose in your life and follow on that path. Okay, so I thank you all for listening to the Natural Radio Show. We kept it short and sweet, so I hope that you all can tune in to next week on Friday, August 10th, 2020, on the Natural Radio Show, and hopefully you'll be able to catch in and be able to share any thoughts, you know, that you may have, questions, you know, concerns or comments that you want to share on the show, because we are doing it live. So thank you once again, and you all have a wonderful night.